So, Diana, have you ever heard of the phenomenon called wearing the beer goggles?
Well, no one's ever said it to me, anyway. isn't this the idea that people become more attractive the more alcohol you drink?
That's right, and for a long time people have suspected that alcohol does make us find people more attractive. But now, researchers over at Bristol University have actually tested it out and confirmed it, scientific proof of the beer goggle effect. But it wasn't as straightforward as you may think. There's one surprising effect that drinking alcohol actually makes everyone appear more attractive. Not just members of the opposite sex. Marcus Munafo was one of the researchers involved. So, Marcus, how did you actually test this out?
Well, we studied social drinkers, relatively young social drinkers who were mostly in their 20s, and we brought them into the laboratory and randomised them to receive a drink which either contained alcohol or didn't. And then we asked them to rate 20 male and 20 female faces for how attractive they found them. We were interested in the effects of alcohol, but we were also interested in whether or not the effects, if they were there, might be specific to opposite sex faces. And so for that reason, we explicitly recruited people who reported themselves as being heterosexual.
It seems to me that when you give somebody a drink and you tell them that this is an alcoholic drink, there may be a placebo effect. They assume that drinking alcohol makes other people seem more attractive. So maybe that affected things. Did you control for that placebo?
We did as best we can. We conducted the study with double blind, so people received a drink which was either vodka and tonic with lime flavouring or just tonic water with lime flavouring, and those drinks were chilled so that, in fact, when you're actually drinking the drink, whether it contains alcohol or not, you're not actually able to tell. The experimenter was also blind to the drink condition, so in that respect, we did what we could to avoid expectancy effect. The problem is, of course, that when you're dealing with a drug like alcohol, half an hour later, the effects become apparent. So it's difficult for participants to remain blind to which condition they're in over the course of, say, 45 minutes or an hour. But certainly when they were consuming the drink, they didn't seem to be able to tell the difference between the two.
What did you actually find?
We found what you might expect, which is that people in the alcohol condition rated faces as, on average, about 10% more attractive than people in the placebo condition. But we found a couple of interesting things. One was that actually the amount of alcohol that we used was relatively small. So it was equivalent to maybe a large glass of wine or a pint and a half of beer. And that was enough to elicit this 10% difference in ratings of attractiveness. And that occurred without people showing any changes in their self-reported mood. So we asked people to also rate how they felt in themselves, if they felt happy, anxious, and so on. And there was no difference between the alcohol and placebo conditions in ratings of mood. The other interesting thing was that there was no effect specific to opposite sex faces. So men rated other men as more attractive as well as women, and women rated other women as more attractive as well as men.
So could this be a general thing in that alcohol makes us more receptive to things? Does it make everything more beautiful? We know that there are different parts of the brain that specifically look for faces, but would this also make, say, painting more attractive?
Well, this is something that we'd like to follow up. So we didn't include a control condition of, for example, pictures of animals or pictures of landscapes that people could meaningfully describe as attractive. And in future studies, it would be interesting to do that, to see whether or not the effect is specific to faces or not. Because clearly, an interesting question is, as you say, the extent to which this effect is specific to facial expressions or a more general effect on how we process visual stimuli, beauty in the environment, and so on.
So sociologically, what does this mean for us? What does it mean that when we drink even a relatively small amount of alcohol, we find people both of the same sex and the opposite sex more attractive?
Well, this is part of a broader program of research which is looking at the way in which alcohol affects processing of faces, and in particular the processing of emotional cues in faces and, as in this study, attractiveness. And the reason we're interested in that is because certain behaviours become more common after alcohol, and they include unsafe sex, aggression, and so on. And some of those behaviours have an impact on society. So it's worthwhile understanding what mechanisms give rise to the increased likelihood of those behaviours. Our hypothesis is that if alcohol is affecting the way in which we interpret faces, that might drive these behaviours, particularly because facial expressions are a strong component of social interactions, if you like. So given that there are effects on ratings of facial attractiveness, even at quite small doses, that could in part help explain why people drink alcohol in the first place. It makes the world around you a more pleasant place. It makes you more likely to drink in certain environments or when you're around certain people. But it also might explain why people are more likely to engage in particular behaviours such as unsafe sex, for example.
So does the fact that we appear to process faces differently account for why we become more violent. You'd have thought if we think things are more attractive, then in fact we'd be more attracted to them and less likely to become violent.
Well, there are two aspects to that. One is that we have a separate series of studies which is explicitly looking at how we decode emotional expressions in faces, and we're finding some interesting results there. For example, if you have ambiguous facial expressions which are a blend of, for example, anger and disgust, then after alcohol consumption, it seems that you're more likely to interpret those ambiguous faces as representing anger as opposed to representing disgust. And those effects seem to be specific to males, in particular male faces. So there could be parallel effects. So in other words, alcohol could both be affecting how we rate the attractiveness of faces, but also how we decode emotional cues in those faces. And those are not necessarily the same thing. They could be dissociated. So a further line that we want to pursue is the extent to which social cues and social context modify the effect of alcohol. For example, in the present study, we found that everyone rated everyone as more attractive, but in more ecological studies that have been conducted in less controlled conditions, but in a more representative environment, in bars, in other words, the effects do seem specific to opposite sex faces. So it could be that there's a general effect of alcohol on how we process facial expressions, but then when that occurs in a particular social environment or context, it becomes targeted at opposite sex faces. So the interaction of the pharmacological effect of alcohol and the social effect of the environment is really where we'd like to go with this.
That was Marcus Manafo from Bristol University telling us how the beer goggle effect, or stellar vision as it's also known, really does work.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.